Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄們，早晨。
I only have one regret.
我有一個嘅後悔。
I can't speak Cantonese.
就係我唔能夠缺欠啊，我唔能夠講廣東話。
But I can understand when you pray. I can understand about I think maybe 30 or 40%.
你祈禱嘅時候咧，我明白到三四成。
Yeah, maybe one of these days I can speak with you in Cantonese.
或者遲啲可以用廣東話同你哋交流。
Very hard.
實在有啲困難。
Well, let's read a few verses in the Bible.
請你去讀聖經啊。
Psalm 123.
123篇。
I think I'll read through. This is very very short Psalm.
好短嘅聖經，我一同你讀。
Only four verses，
只係四節嘅啫。
I'll read it through, and then my brother will read through in Cantonese。
弟兄先讀，然之後我再讀中文。
Psalm 123, Unto thee do I lift up my eyes, O thou that dwelt in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maiden.Into the hand of her mistress. So our eyes are directed to Jehovah our God until he be gracious unto us. Be gracious unto us, O Jehovah. Be gracious unto us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, with the contempt of the proud.
第一节，坐在天上的主啊。我向你举目看啊，仆人嘅眼睛怎样望主人嘅手，侍女嘅眼睛怎样望主母嘅手，我们嘅眼睛也照样望耶和华我们嘅神，直到他怜悯我们。耶和华，求你怜悯我们，怜悯我们，因为我们被藐视已到极处，我们被那些安逸嘅藐讥诮和骄傲人嘅藐视已到极处。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
一同你有啲祷告。
Lord, we thank you. We can gather before you.
主，我哋能够喺你面前聚集，我哋感谢。
Yes, Lord. The precious gift you have given us is your own face.
你所俾过我哋极大嘅恩赐就系你宝贵嘅笑脸。
Lord, we realize one thing.
我哋認識到一點
，that you really want to fellowship with us。
你真係願意與我哋有交通嘅。
So Lord, we pray that this morning you give us humility in our hearts。
所以早晨要叫我哋心裏邊有謙卑嘅心。
That whatever is in your heart you want to share with us can come into the depth of our heart。
無論主嘅心裏邊有咩話要向我哋講，呢啲話都係能夠進入我哋心嘅深處。
Lord, your words are precious。
主啊，你的话实在宝贵。
Lord, your face is glorious.
你的脸是荣耀的。
So Lord, we pray that this morning you will meet with us.
早晨，我愿意主向与我哋有相会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, this Psalm 123 I have read since I was young in the Lord.
詩篇123篇呢，從我年幼的時候在主裏邊就經歷過讀這首詩篇了。
But I think for a long time I kind of just read it and pass it。
但係好長嘅日子呢讀完就算了。
And because I had a misconception。
因為我有一個錯誤嘅印象。
For example, verse 2 it says our hearts directed to Jehovah our God until he be gracious unto us.
好似第二節咁講，我嘅眼睛要仰望我嘅神耶和華，直到佢憐憫我們。
So when I read Psalm 123 before,
之前我讀呢首詩篇，
I thought it's somebody who looked to the hand of the master.
我就以為係一個人佢望住主人嘅手。
Now he This servant, he wants his master to have mercy on him.
啊，好似呢、这个啊仆人要呢个主人啊发怜悯喺佢身上边。
Yeah, so I had a misconception.
所以我误解咗啦。
I thought the master was crude.
我以为呢个主人咧系一个狠心嘅人。
And there are food that he doesn't give it to the servant.
啊，佢有食物却唔俾过呢个仆人。
So the servant didn't have enough to eat.
啊，所以呢个仆人咧唔够啊食物嚟食。
Or didn't have enough to wear.
或者唔够衣嚟穿。
So he was looking at the hand of the master.
所以佢咧就睇住主人嘅手。
For the master to have mercy on him.
啊，希望呢个主人能够将怜悯嚟赐过俾佢。
But later, especially in the past year, when I read the Psalm 123, I had a totally different understanding.
啊，但之后咧，我再嚟到重读呢首嘅诗篇，呢篇嘅诗篇嘅时候咧，有一个完全唔同嘅理解。
The reason is in this Psalm, the reason, the servant asked for mercy is because of contempt.
啊，喺呢篇嘅诗篇里边，啊呢、这个仆人要求取得着呢个怜悯。那因着为佢遇到呢个藐视
，so I understand. I thought that if a servant, if the master didn't give servant food, then it has nothing to do with contempt.
啊，因为咧，我而家理解啦。啊，就算呢、这个啊主人啊唔俾呢个食物俾呢个仆人咧，啊同呢个藐视系拉唔上关系嘅。
So this contempt must mean something.
啊，所以呢个藐视咧系有别一啲嘅意思。
And then the other thing is, this psalm was the prayer of one person.
啊，并且咧，啊呢篇嘅诗篇咧系一个人嘅祷告嚟嘅。
He says, "Unto thee do I lift up my eyes."
佢话啊，我要向你举目。
And yet this song is one person speaking from the point of view of many people.
啊，呢首嘅呢篇嘅诗篇咧，嗱一个人，虽然一个人嘅祷告。但是呢，他是代替着很多人的心声。
Because here it says, verse 2, it says, so our eyes are directed to Jehovah our God.
因为第二节呢，就说我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华。
So this psalm was written by one servant on behalf of many servants.
所以呢，这篇的诗篇呢，是一个仆人的心声，但他是代表众仆人的心声。
So when I thought about this contempt on one hand,
啊、所以一方面我哋思想呢个藐视
，and then the servants, many servants on the other hand、
啊。另一方面又思想到众多嘅仆人。
So I realized this is something deeper here、
啊。所以我知道咧呢度有、啊、更深嘅意思喺嗰度。
Now, brothers and sisters, why the contempt？
啊，点解喺嗰度有藐视
呢 ？Now, if we understand that this is the psalm written by the servants。
啊、如果我哋理解到呢啲系众仆人所写嘅诗篇
，and then it's about a contempt，
啊，那系啊因着咧被讥诮嘅。
Then you realize one thing，
啊，因此咧我哋咧就理解到一件事嘅事情。
This contempt is historical，
啊，呢、这个藐视咧，嗱，历史上边发生过。
And the servants talks about many servants over a long time，
啊，并且呢仆人所讲嘅咧，嗱，历史上喺一段好长时间众仆人所共同遇见嘅事情。
So I believe then this psalm、啊。Was a psalm representing the hearts of the God's servants all through many years.
啊，所以我里边就得到啊释放啦，晓得呢啲乃系一个仆人所写，代替喺历史历代当中众仆人所遇到相同嘅事情嘅心声。
And the contempt is what they felt, their own failure.
啊，呢个嘅藐视咧，佢感觉到啊自己嘅失败。
Their own weakness.
佢哋自己嘅软弱。
Before God,
在神的面前,
God has set up Israel to be his testimony.
啊,神在那里,啊,将以色列人摆在那里要作为他的见证。
And yet over the years,
啊,但在历代,历世历代,
and then you see a lot more failure and weakness of Israel than victories.
在那里,以色列人,啊,的一个的失败远多过他的得胜。
So in the hearts of these servants,
因此在众仆人的心目中,
They thought that they have shortchanged the glory of God.
他们感觉他们那亏欠了神的荣耀。
They thought that among enemies around,
啊，他看见在周围他们的仇敌。
They have become a contempt.
啊，他们成为了他们的藐视。
So here says that our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease. with the contempt of the proud.
我哋被嗰啲安逸嘅人嘅讥诮，同埋骄傲嘅人嘅藐视，以到极处。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，although there were enemies around,
虽然周围有仇敌
，although there's enemies of God,
虽然神有仇敌
，but trying to see them fail.
呢啲仇敌愿意见到我哋失败。
But they know one thing. These servants know one thing.
但系呢啲众仆人都知道一件嘅事情。
Their servants know that the problem is with us, not with the enemy.
仆人都知道嗰个难处系喺我哋嘅身上边，唔喺仇敌嘅身上边。
Yeah, the weakness is because of us, not because of the enemy.
我哋软弱系因着我哋，唔系因着仇敌。
The failure is because of us, not because of the enemy.
我哋失败系因为我哋自己，唔系因为仇敌。
Unless God do something.
除非神有作为。
And then we will still stay in failure.
否则我们仍然留在这个失败当中。
We will still stay in weakness.
我们还停留在软弱的里面。
Brothers and sisters, when we see these prophets in the Old Testament time,
弟兄姊妹帮我们看这个旧约里面的众先知。
So this is their part, the burning burden in their heart.
这个我们看见它里面有火烧的负担在心的里面。
God wants us to be his testimony.
神愿意我成为他的见证。
And yet we fail again and again and again.
但我们重复一次又一次的在那里失败。
Now, so in history it was like that.
不单止历史上是这样。
And today it's like that.
直到如今还是如此。
So they have this cry before the Lord.
因此他向神一个这样的呼喊。
The Lord, unless you have mercy on us.
主啊，除非你向我施怜悯。
We would forever be the contempt of the proud.
我们永远永远会成为骄傲人的藐视。
So this Psalmist, he somehow sensed one thing.
所以在这篇的诗篇好像打出一件事情。
He says that the key to victory is looking at the hand of the master.
得胜的秘诀乃是注视主人的手。
So, brothers and sisters, today, my burden is to share with brothers and sisters these two concepts.
因此早晨我的负担就是跟弟兄姊妹们要交通到两个的概念。
And the one is the servant.
一方面是讲到仆人。
What is a servant?
什么是仆人呢?
Now the other thing is the hand of the master.
另一方面是讲到主人的手。
What is the hand of the master is trying to tell us?
神的手究竟告诉我们什么事情呢?
Now the servants.
先讲这个仆人。
Our brothers and sisters, sometimes we have a wrong concept.
对于仆人的时候我们有一个错误的概念。
We think these servants are these great people.
我以为这个仆人是这个伟大的人物。
And this is not really so.
不是的。
The servants meant to be all of us.
原来呢我们就是那些众仆人。
And if you look at the Old Testament.
如果你来到看这个旧约。
Remember Abraham.When Abraham was old.
看下亚伯拉罕年老的时候。
Yes. When he was old, he wants to find his son a wife.
当年老的时候他想为他的儿子来娶亲。
So he entrusted this mission to his servant.
他就将这个的使命交带一个的老仆人。
Now that servant is the oldest of his estate.
这个仆人是在全家里面最老的。
And Abraham fully trusted him.
亚伯拉罕完全信任这个仆人。
And so, that's the idea of a servant.
这个就是这个仆人的概念。
That servant actually lived in Abraham's house.
这个仆人其实住在亚伯拉罕的家里面。
Is a part of his house.
是他家里面的人。
Now, he trusted him more than anybody.
但是亚伯拉罕相信任他超过其他的人。
Then later in the Bible,
迟些在圣经里面。
For example, there's this Deuteronomy chapter 15.
好像在这个申命记的第十五章。
There was this Hebrew brother.
在那里有一个希伯来的弟兄。
It has a Hebrew brother, man or woman.
是这个希伯来的男的或女的。
Yeah, the brother could be either a man or a woman.
这个讲到弟兄是包括弟兄和姊妹。
Yeah.He actually served he was a servant. I mean, he was sold to be a servant, serving a master.
他是被卖来到服侍他的主人。
He served his master 6 years.
他要来服侍他的主人6年。
The seventh year, he can be set free. by law.
按著律法來講，第七年他是可以得自由的。
But the Bible says,
但是聖經他是這樣講。
If he says to himself,
如果他跟自己講，
you know, I love my master and I love my master's house.
我愛我主人，我愛我主人的家。
Because my master has been well with me.
因為我主人待我甚好。
And then, so he can actually choose to stay in the house.
他可以選擇留在主人的家裡面。
And then he will serve his master forever.
他在那裡可以直永遠來服侍個主人。
So this is the idea of servant in the Old Testament.
這就是舊約的裡面仆人的概念。
He is a member of the household.
他是家裡面的一員。
He was not treated as somebody else.
他不是被對待是另外人一樣的。
Just a few verses down from that verse.
在那個章節之後，
It mentions something.
並且有提到。
It mentions the idea of a hired servant.
那裡也講到這個僱工。
It says that this servant worth to the master twice as the hired servant.
這個的奴僕呢對於這個主人呢
他對主人的價值是比那個僱工多兩倍。
他對主人的價值比僱工多兩倍。
Yeah, let's take a look at that. I think this is a very revealing.
我們看一下這節的聖經。
It's Deuteronomy chapter 15.
申命記15章。
Okay. It's verse 18.
18節。
Let it not seem hard unto thee, when thou sendest him away free from thee, for double the worth of a hired servant has he been to thee.
你任他自由的时候不可以为难事，因他服侍你六年，较比雇工的工价多加了一倍。
Yeah. Now I just read this part. That's all this sentence I want to read.
就是读这一句了。
See, the idea here is that this servant is more valuable to the master than the hired servant.
所以這個奴僕呢對主人來說呢是比其他的僱工呢奴僕呢是更加有價值的。
So brothers and sisters, the quick comment here is you and I are supposed to be bond servant. This kind of servant, not a hired servant.
所以你和我呢必須認識我們在主面前呢是做這一類的奴僕。但是我們不是做僱工的。
A hired servant, you serve for money.
僱工是為了錢來到被僱用的。
But a bound servant, you stay there.
但是甘心作奴僕的那是停留在那裡。
24 hours a day.
全日的24小時。
And when you do things for him, you are a servant.
當你為他們作事的時候你成為奴僕。
When you don't do things for him, you are still a servant.
但甚至乎你不是為他作事你都是奴僕。
When you work for him, you are a servant.
当你为工作的时候你是奴仆。
When you eat, when you sleep, you're still a servant.
当你吃饭当你睡觉的时候你是仍然是一个奴仆。
It is in our life, it is in our attitude.
这个是我们的生命的在我们的生命的里面是我们的态度。
So that's the idea of this bond servant.
这个就是奴仆的概念。
In the New Testament, we have an example.
在这个新约里面也有一个例子。
Luke chapter 15.
在这个路加福音的第十五章
The story of the prodigal son.
就是讲到这个浪子的故事。
Now, in that story, we all are familiar with the second son, which is the prodigal son.
我们都对这个浪子的故事十分的熟悉。
And then we also are probably familiar with the first son.
我们都对这个大儿子也都很熟悉。
And then we probably never paid much attention to the servant in that picture.
但是呢我们对于故事当中那些的奴仆呢我们不是很有留心的。
We remember, if you ask yourself the question,
如果你问你自己一个问题
in that picture, who is the closest to the master?
在这个故事当中哪个跟这个主人最接近呢
It is not the second son.
不是第二个不是小儿子。
It's not the first son.
亦都唔係大兒子。
It is that servant.
就係嗰啲嘅僱工。
Now, we all remember the prodigal son.
我哋都記得呢個浪子。
He told his dad.
佢同個爸爸咁講。
He said, give me half of my inheritance.
將我應得嘅家產分一半俾我。
I want to go out in the world and make it in the world.
我要去出去外边，我要喺外边嚟到作事，
打天下。
去打天下。
Yeah, he wants to win everything.
佢想要得着更多。
Doesn't take him long to realize that he had nothing to eat. He squandered out everything he had.
到冇几耐之后，佢将呢啲资财花费尽尽，连吃嘅都冇。
So one day he came to his senses.
一天佢醒悟过嚟。
He says, "Here, I don't have things that the pigs eat."
我就算要得猪所食嘅，都唔得到。
And in my father's house,
在我父家那裡,
it has enough to eat.
口糧有餘。
Now, it's even the hired servant has a lot to eat.
甚至乎這個僱工都口糧有餘。
So, I want to go home.
因此我越想回家。
I want to tell my father.
我告訴我爸爸,
I have sinned against heaven.
我得罪了天。
I have sinned against you.
又得罪了你。
I want to come home.
我要回到家的裡面。
Just make me a hired servant.
把我當是一個僱工。
So, he went home.
因此佢翻去屋企。
So from far away, his father saw him.
我父親從遠處嚟，見得到。
So he went to his father.
佢就向佢父嗰度奔跑。
His father ran to him.
佢父亦都向佢嗰邊嚟奔跑。
And he started to say what he prepared to say.
咁佢就預備咗，就講佢預備咗向爸爸所講嘅話。
But before he could finish,
但佢未話未講完嘅時候
，his father hugged him.
佢父就將佢
kissed him at the neck.
攬喺懷裏邊，親佢嘅頸項。
And then the father says.
父就咁同佢讲。
To the servant.
对呢个故宫讲，对仆人讲。
Go get that ring.
去将呢个戒指攞嚟。
And go get that sandals.
攞呢个鞋出嚟。
And go kill that fatted cow.
将个肥牛毒宰咗。
Because my son came back.
因为我儿子已经翻嚟啦。
The funny thing is this.
个奇妙嘅地方。
The servant knew exactly what ring to get.
呢个仆人咧，呢个仆人。知道攞邊一隻戒指。
The servant know exactly what pair of sandals to get.
呢個僕人亦都知道要攞邊一對鞋。
And the servant know exactly which little cow to kill.
呢個僕人亦都曉得要殺邊一隻牛犊。
And the servant even knew.
並且呢個僕人都曉得
that over the long time.
喺好長時間。
Every day.
每一日。
The master was there waiting.
呢個父親喺嗰度門口嚟等。
For the second son to come back.
等呢個小兒子翻嚟。
He probably didn't say very much.
僕人可能冇講咩話。
But he was watching there at the window every day.
但係咧，呢個父親卻喺嗰個嚟到看望兒子。
These things the servant knows.
呢一切嘅事情，呢個僕人都知道。
The second son he just came back.
呢個小兒子翻嚟嘅時候。
And the first son says, "Dad, my brother came back. He was a bad son." And you treat him well. You never give me a little lamb for me to have to be happy with my friends.
大儿子话呢个小儿子翻嚟，佢作咁多坏事，我家里边你却从来未为我宰过一只肥牛犊。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
it is a very strange picture.
系一个好奇怪图画。
The second son didn't know the heart of the Lord.Of his father.
小兒子不認識父的心。
The first son didn't know either.
大兒子一樣都不曉得父的心。
But this bond servant.
但這個的奴僕。
He knew exactly what the master was thinking.
這個僕人完全曉得主人想什麼。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
You know, when we think about the Old Testament.
當我們思想舊約的事。
The pictures.
那些一幅幅的圖畫。
Of servants, again and again and again.
一幅一幅僕人的圖畫。
If you ask David the king,
如果你去問大衛王
who do you serve?
你究竟服侍邊一個呢?
David was a very busy man.
大衛係一個好忙碌嘅人。
He had to be a king.
佢係作王嘅。
He had to serve every little things in the kingdom.
喺呢個國度嘅裏面有好多細微嘅事情要佢服侍嘅。
If you ask him, who is your master?
但當你問佢邊個係你嘅主人嘅時候呢?
He will say the Lord.
好呀，我係主。
And Daniel.
但以理。
He was exiled to Babylon.
他是被流放到巴比伦。
And then throughout his long life, he served the king of Babylon, the king of Persia.
在一生之久，他服侍过巴比伦王，亦都服侍过波斯王。
Now he was such a diligent, upright, righteous man that these kings respected him.
他是一个尽忠职守的仆人。以至于众王呢都来到能 知道佢嘅，尊重佢嘅。
These kings set him above all other men。
並且咧，王眾王有用佢咧，叫高抬高過眾人之上。
To be ministers of the affair of the country。
作為全國嘅首相。
But if you ask Daniel，
但如果你問但以理
，Who do you serve？
誰是你所服侍嘅
？He will say the Lord。
佢會話主耶和華。
The God of heaven and earth。
就係天地嘅主。
Now you know these foreign kings。
你知道呢啲嘅王啦
？They say Daniel。The God that you serve.
就是但以理你所侍奉的神。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
these people, either David or Daniel,
这些人, 或者是但以理, 或者是大卫,
they serve the Lord Jehovah full time.
他们都是全时间来服侍他的神的。
Yeah, there's not a single moment in their life, not a single moment at the day that they don't serve their Lord.
在他们一生之久, 没有一刻是他们不服侍他的神的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，You and I serve the Lord all the time。
你同埋我都係常常服侍主嘅。
Lord Jesus says one thing。
主講過一句話。
You cannot serve God and Mammon。
唔可以服侍神又服侍馬門。
Now if you say you these two things you can only choose one。
呢兩件事情當中你只能夠兩個對象就選擇一個。
If we say we serve Mammon。
如果我哋話我服侍馬門。
Then we don't serve God.
我哋就唔服侍主啦。
But if we say we serve God,
如果我哋话我服侍神
，we don't serve Mammon.
我哋就唔服侍马门。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，you and I serve God.
你同我都系服侍神嘅。
You know, not only when we come to the church on Sunday.
唔系单单我哋星期日嚟到教会。
Not only when we do things.
唔系净系我哋做事嘅时候。
You know, even when we go home to eat.
或者我哋翻屋企食饭。
And take care of our babies, take care of our little ones.
或者湊仔湊 BB，
even when we sleep，
或者當我哋瞓覺嘅時候
，in our heart there's only one Lord，
喺我心裏邊只有一位主
，in our heart there's only one Master，
喺我心裏邊只有一位嘅主人。
That's the spirit of the bond servant。
呢個乃係作奴仆嘅靈。
That you see not only in the Old Testament but also in New Testament。
你唔單止舊約裏邊睇見，喺新約裏邊都係如此。
See all these。People, all these brothers that wrote the letters in the New Testament.
所有呢啲眾弟兄們係嚟到寫呢個新約聖經嘅。
When they addressed to the Lord.
當佢哋嚟向神嚟到稱呼自己嘅時候。
When they talk about themselves.
當講自己嘅身份嘅時候。
They always say bond servant.
佢都話我係作奴仆嘅。
So Apostle Paul called himself bond servant.
保羅。自稱為奴僕。
Apostle Paul called himself and those sent with him bond servants.
保羅你要講到自己同埋同一同嘅聖徒都係中奴僕。
Peter called himself bond servant.
彼得亦都自稱係奴僕。
James called himself bond servant.
雅各亦都自稱係奴僕。
Then John called himself bond servant.
約翰亦都自稱係奴僕。
What is the book of Revelation?
啟示錄呢
In the first chapter.
喺呢個第一章。
John says.
这个约翰这么说
It is the Lord gave these words to his bound servant, I John.
就是神差遣将这些指示的众仆人差遣使者晓谕的仆人约翰
Yes, in order to write these things to his many bound servants.
就叫这些指示他的众仆人
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
there ought to be no question in our mind.
所以在我的心思里边应该当毫无问题。
We are bound servants of the Lord.
我哋都系喺主面前作众仆人。
This is such a noble,
系何等嘅尊贵？何等嘅尊贵
？It's not a title.
唔系一个嘅职称。
It is a reality.
呢个乃系实际。
It has to be burned into our heart.
呢个必须要好似深深烧咁印喺我哋嘅心嘅里边。
Every day.
每一日。
Until the day we see him.
直到我哋见主日子为止。
So brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹们
，If we take that attitude of a bond servant，
如果我哋认识到咁样嚟到作奴仆嘅话
，Then we can understand Psalm 123。
我先至能够认识诗篇一百二十三篇。
This servant telling the Lord，
乃系呢个仆人向佢嘅主人
Behold, as the eyes of the servant look at the master's hand。
仆人的眼如何注视主人的手。
The eyes of a maiden looking at the hand of her mistress.
侍女的眼睛怎样注视主母的手。
So our hearts look at you, Lord Jehovah.
我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神。
Until you are gracious unto us.
直到祂怜悯我们。
Yeah. I like the Chinese. The Chinese says mercy.
中文是怜悯。
So, brothers and sisters, what's involved in this hand, the master's hand?
在这个主人的手讲有什么东西呢?
Notice this verse 2, it says, it uses the master's hand as an allegory, as an example.
在第二节那里呢,他用主人的手作为一个例子。
比方。
作为一个比方。
Yeah. And the, really what it says is to look at the Jehovah our God.
其实呢意思是要仰望耶和华我们的神。
But the master of the hand, the hand of the master is very lively.
主人的手呢是形容得很生动的。
You know, when I think about it, the Bible.
当我们都思想圣经。
And when I think about our life today.
当我们都思想我今天的生活。
The hands of the master is so important to us.
主人的手对我们何等的重要。
Now today, when we want to know the Bible,
今天当我们想这个认识圣经的时候，
who do we look to?
我们究竟仰望谁呢？
Yes, we can ask brothers and sisters.
当然我们可以来到问弟兄姊妹。
But more importantly is to look at the Lord.
但更紧要的我们必须仰望主。
To see if he has some signals.
要睇下主讲俾我有冇一啲咩嘅暗示咧。
And today we sometimes did something that we think is bad.
有阵时我哋做一啲事，我哋都自己觉得唔好嘅。
And who do we look to?
我哋究竟仰望边个咧
？Do we go to a brother or sister asking him for corrections?
我系咪去揾一个弟兄或一个姊妹希望佢俾我更正咧
？The more directly is we go to the Lord.His Holy Spirit to ask for corrections.
但是更加重要的，我们都仰望主藉着圣灵给我们有教证。
Sometimes we're sad.
有阵时我们会感觉伤心。
Who can comfort us?
谁个能够安慰我呢？
Then sometimes we have decision to make.
有阵时我做一些决定。
Who do we talk to?
我究竟问谁呢？
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
when we look at the Bible,
当我们来读圣经的时候，
I think the hand of the master at least signals like four things.
我觉得神的手，主人的手有四个方面。
Yeah, the hand of the master here actually means signals.
这个主人的手其实有四个信号。
I think at least four aspects.
这个四个信号有最少有四方面。
The first aspect is God's It's the master's thought, the master's counsel, the English called counsel, his thoughts.
第一方面呢是主人的思想，主人的心思。
And the purpose.
他的旨意。
Yeah. And the second thing is the master's correction to me.
第二点呢是主人如何叫我来矫正。
The third thing is the master's comfort to me.
第三点就是主人所给过我的安慰。
And the fourth thing is the master's guidance toward me.
第四点是主人给我的引导。
So in the old time there, the master just used his hand to signal these things.
在这个旧约的里面，主人就用他的手来到将这个信号带出来。
But in the New Testament time, when we see from the Bible, the master actually used various ways to signal these things.
但是呢在新约里面呢神却这个主人呢却用着不同的方法来到将这个信息带过给我们。
First of all, is the counsel of God.
第一点那讲到神的心思和旨意。
What does the master think?
我主人刚想的什么东西呢?
There's a, you know, in the book of Job, there's this very interesting thing.
在这个约伯记里边一样好奇妙的事。
You know, Job at the beginning of the book of Job, it says that God called him my servant Job.
喺呢个约伯记开始嘅时候咧，神嚟到称呼呢个约伯为佢嘅仆人。
Yeah, this is Job chapter 1 verse 8.
呢个系喺约伯记第一章嘅第八节。
Let's take a look.
我哋睇一睇。
And Jehovah said to Satan, "Have you noticed my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and abstains from evil?"
耶和华问撒但说：你曾用心察看我嘅仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
So at the beginning, God called Job my servant.
所以喺开始嘅时候，神要称呼约伯我嘅仆人。
And at the end of the book of Job,
去到呢个约伯记嘅末了。
And the Lord says the same thing.
喺呢个神亦都系同样讲呢句嘅话。
The chapter 42 verse 8.
在42章的第八节
He said, My servant Job shall pray for you, meaning pray for his three friends. For him, I accept.
我的仆人约伯要为这几个的朋友来到祷告是我所接受的。
Yeah. So at the very beginning of the Job story, God sees Job, my servant, to be upright,And perfect.
開始嘅時候形容呢個約伯係我嘅仆人，佢係敬虔正直嘅。
Yeah. Fears God and shuns evil.
佢遠離惡事，敬畏神。
But Job was only good for himself.
但係咧，約伯咧淨係按著佢自己嘅好喺神嘅面前。
At the end of the book of Job.
但喺呢個約伯嘅末了
，God could use him.To help that three friends.
神佢能够用佢嚟帮助佢三个朋友。
So, Job's capacity as a servant of God is tremendously increased.
所以约伯作为神嘅仆人，佢嗰个嘅容量系突然间增加咗啦。
So of course we see what happened is, for 38 chapters of Job, God did not say anything.
我系好睇见。在约伯记38章这么久神并没有出过什么声。
I should say, from chapter 2 to chapter 38, God did not say anything.
由第二章到第38章神并没有讲过任何。
But then in chapter 38, God said one thing.
但去到第38章神却是这
样说。He says, who is this that darkens counsel with word without knowledge?
他说谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明呢
？So God single out this word counsel.
所以呢神呢就带出一个嘅旨意呢个事情。
So all throughout the book, God didn't say anything.
喺整篇好似好耐神冇讲嘅话。
And Job said a lot of things.
约伯讲咗好多嘅话。
And his three friends said a lot of things.
佢三个朋友都讲咗好多嘅话。
The Lord said nothing.
但主却沉默不言。
And 38, the Lord said,
第38章神就话啦。
Who is this that darkens counsel with word without knowledge?
这个是边个呢边个用无知的言语使我旨意暗昧不明呢
?And then the Lord started to say things for four chapters.
然后神呢就在讲话讲了四章圣经。
And then we come to chapter 42.
然后去到第42章。
Job started to answer.
约伯就回话啦。
And Job started to answer, he didn't answer anything what the Lord says in the four chapters.
佢并冇回答主喺呢个四章圣经里边所讲过嘅话。
He just said this.
佢只系咁讲。
He said, Lord, no one can obscure your counsel.
你嘅旨意不能够拦咗。
Yeah, he said, who can darken, who can hide your counsel?
边个能够阻止拦你嘅旨意呢
？And then with word without knowledge.
那是那些暗昧不明的人。
Brother and sister, the significance of is this.
这个的重要点是在那里。
If you want to be God's servant,
如果你要作主的仆人
we have to know his counsel.
我要知道他的旨意。
We have to know his thoughts.
我要知道他的思想。
If we don't know his counsel, we don't know his thoughts.
如果我不知道他的旨意不晓得他的意念如何。
We could be talking for 36 chapters.
我哋可以自己讲讲36章圣经。
And what God want did not get.
但系我哋却达唔到神所要嘅。
So, brothers and sisters, this is why, you know, we oftentimes, even when we read the Bible,
所以真的很常常发生，当我们读圣经的时候，
we really have to read the Bible in His light.
我们需要在神的光里面来读他的话。
That we pray that the heaven will open.
我们要祷告天向我们打开。
That we humbly read our own Bible in His light.
我们需要很谦卑地在他的光底下来读他的话语。
We have to know His counsel. We have to know what He is thinking.
我们需要晓得他的旨意，知道他想什么。
It may not be easy.
不容易的。
But we have to, from when we are young, we have to look for that.
但当我们还年轻日子，我们需要如此来寻求。
If we seek enough,
如果我寻求，是这样寻求的话，
If we are humble enough,
如果我真是很谦卑的话，
If we are desperate enough,
如果我们尽力来做的话，
He will show us His own counsel.
祂必然将祂的旨意向我们打开。
So this is about counsel.
所以这个讲到关乎祂的旨意。
So the second thing, God's signal, the Lord's signal, is His corrections.
第二点，神说要带给我们的信息，是祂的校正。
Brothers and sisters, this correction is extremely important.
这个校正是十分重要的。
When I work, I work at a place where they send the spacecraft to Mars.
我所做的工的地方呢，佢哋係將呢個太空船送到去火星嗰度。
It takes about half a year for spacecraft to go to Mars.
要將火星送去呢個，將呢個太空船送去火星呢，要半年之久。
But most of the time, nothing goes on.
好多時咧就冇乜事情發生嘅。But
once in a while, you have to correct the what they call trajectory.
但係好多時咧，久不久咧，你又要改正佢嘅軌道。
Yeah. Several months you have to correct its direction.
每隔几个月咧，你就要更改嗰个航道。
If you don't correct the direction,
如果你唔改变航道咧，
then it will either fly away.
咁我就飞咗去第度啊。
Or it will run into, plunge into the Mars.
或者咧，佢会直接撞落个火星嗰度。
So correcting is extremely important.
所以咧，校正咧好緊要嘅。It's
true to our life as well.
對於我哋嘅一生都係咁樣。
We have very short period living on earth.
我喺地上邊日子好短暫。Now
if we go in the wrong direction,
如果我哋嘅方向係錯嘅話，
5 years, 10 years just gone, we don't even know it.
5年、10年一下子就過去。
So we have to treasure, we have to look to the Lord for His correction.
所以我要保護我的時間，我要仰望主，俾我有教正。
This, when we think about this, Peter.
我哋思想彼得。
We know that Peter loved the Lord.
我哋知道彼得係愛主嘅。
And he knew the Lord.
佢哋都認識主嘅。
And he devoted himself to follow the Lord.
佢都將自己擺上嚟跟隨主。And
Peter was very honest.
彼得亦係一個非常之
There's one thing in him that was that he could not get rid of.
但喺佢裏邊一樣嘅事物咧，佢唔能夠將佢放低。
That thing for many many years actually bothered him.
並且咧呢件事咧喺好多年之裏邊咧都話係影響住佢嘅。
That thing is the Jewish tradition.
呢個係猶大嗰個嘅傳統。
But if you look at his history,
当你看他的背景,
there were 3 times the Lord Jesus corrected him.
3次主来跟进他。
The first time is at the Mount of Transfiguration.
第一次在那边发山上边。
And this is in Matthew chapter 17.
马太第17章有记载。
So John, James, and John, James, and Peter.
马各、约翰和彼得。
They were looking. The Lord went to the mount.
主带他上变化山,
and then his face shone.
主的面貌发光,
and his clothes shone.
他的衣服也发光,
and then Peter saw Elijah and Moses there.
他们就看见以利亚和摩西那里。
And Peter was so excited.
这个彼得何等兴奋。
Lord is really good.
主真好啊。
We will build 3 tabernacles.
我在这里要建3座棚。
One for you.
一座给你。
One for Moses.
一座给摩西。
One for Elijah.
一座给以利亚。
Before he finished.
他还没讲完。
A cloud bright cloud came.
有一個片有雲彩過來。
And then the voice came from the heaven.
天上邊有聲音。
This is my beloved son, and him you should listen.
這是我的愛子，你們當聽他。
And then when the cloud went away,
當這個雲彩離開的時候,
they saw only Jesus there.
他們只見耶穌。
No more Moses.
不見一人。
No more Elijah.
再沒有摩西，再沒有以利亞。
No comparison.
沒有人與物能夠與他們相比。
Only Jesus himself there.
單單主耶穌。
One, only one.
唯有耶穌。
So it's the first time.
這是第一次。
Peter was corrected.
彼得被矯正。
The second time.
第二次呢?
This is in Acts chapter 10.
在使徒行傳的第十章。
And at that time, the Lord Jesus was crucified, was raised to heaven.
主耶穌已經釘了十字架，已經被提到天上邊去了。
And then his disciples, his apostles, was bringing the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the end of the world.
他的門徒就將這個福音從猶大、撒瑪利亞直到地極去傳了。
And that day, Peter was at this place called Jabba.
在那一天，彼得。 在約帕這個地方,
yeah. And then he went to the top of the house to pray.
約帕他上到房頂上來禱告,
and he was hungry.
他肚餓了,
and then there's a big cloth coming from the heaven.
在天上邊, 有一塊大布從天上邊下來,
and then inside there's four-feet animals, creeping stuff.
在裡面有四足的走獸和昆蟲。
And the voice said,
聽到天上的聲音說,
Rise, Peter, kill and eat.
彼得起來宰了吃。
And Peter says, Throughout my life, I have never touched anything common or anything unclean.
在我一生之內,我凡是俗物和不潔淨的物,我從來沒有吃過。
So these things are common, these things are unclean, I'm not going to eat them.
這些是俗物,這些是不潔淨的,我不會吃的。
And then the voice did not give up.
但是声音没有停止。
The voice says, Peter, rise, kill and eat.
第二次跟他说, 彼得起来宰了吃。
What God has cleansed, you cannot call it common.
神所洁净的, 你不可当作俗物。
Yeah. And then this is the second time.
就是第二次了。
And Peter says, No, I've never in my life touched anything unclean or common.
但是彼得說, 不可以, 我一生之中沒有碰過俗物和不潔淨的物。
But the voice wouldn't give up.
但是這個聲音並不停止在那裡。
Peter, kill and eat.
彼得起來宰了吃。
What God has cleansed, no one can claim it to be common or unclean.
神所潔淨的, 人不可當為俗物。
Peter couldn't forget that.
彼得不能夠忘記這一切。
And then very soon, this people from the household of this Roman, this Cornelius came.
那沒多久,就是家裡這個羅馬的人,這個哥利流就來了。
So the Lord told Peter, you go with them.
那彼得就跟,神就跟彼得說,彼得你跟他去一起。
So they probably traveled a day or two, they got to this Cornelius house.
所以呢,就走了兩天,就去哥利流家裡了。
But all along the way, he was thinking, what are you trying to tell me?
他在一路上就想,主人,你究竟要跟我說什麼話呢?
But he quickly connect that, this thing, common or unclean, he quickly connect that to the Gentiles.
然後他就理解到了,這個所謂俗物,所謂不潔淨的,乃至在外邦人來講的。
Because the Jews, the traditions, consider Gentiles as common and unclean.
因為猶太人的習俗傳統,覺得外邦人是這個俗物,是不潔淨的。
So when Peter went to their house,
所以當彼得去到外邦人家裡,
he just told them what the Lord told him.
他就告訴他,神向我說了什麼話。
Now, he started to tell Cornelius' family the gospel.
他就將這個福音帶給哥尼流全家。
Before he could finish,
在他還沒說完,
the Holy Spirit came down.
聖靈就降下來。
Come down to the household of Cornelius.
就來到哥尼流一家。
Peter could not forget that.
彼得不能忘記,
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
this is the second time.
这个第二次,
on this matter of the true Jewish tradition, the Lord corrected him.
就是他对着犹太传统, 神要跟进他。
The third time,
第三点,
is at this, in the second chapter of Galatians.
就是加拉太书的第二章。
Yeah. And there what happened is Peter and some other people were eating. This is Antioch.
啊，呢个就喺安提亚嗰度，啊彼得同外邦人，啊佢同你吃饭。
So Peter was eating with the Gentiles.
啊，彼得与外邦人同你吃饭。
And then when people from Jerusalem came.
啊，当呢个耶路撒冷啲有名望嘅人嚟嘅时候。
Yeah, Peter just left the Gentiles.
啊，彼得就快啲离开呢啲外邦人。
And stood with the other people.
啊，就与其他人站咗一堆。
Stood with the people from Jerusalem.
啊，就企埋从耶路撒冷嚟嗰啲人嗰度。
A younger brother, Paul was there.
当有一个年轻啲嘅弟兄咧，保罗喺嗰度。
Now he felt no, this cannot be.
佢觉得唔得，你唔可以系咁样样。
What is the basis of our salvation?
我哋个救恩个基础喺边度
？Is it faith in Lord Jesus Christ, or it is in the work of the law?
啊，这个系啊，喺主耶稣基督嘅身上面单单系信佢嘅，这个就系神嘅工作。
The work of the law, 律法的工作。
哦，唔系律法工作。
Yeah, the brothers and sisters, the so-called work of the law simply means this. The law, the Jewish considered more from the idea of tradition.
这个律法里边嗰个字句啊，就系从呢个传统嚟嘅。
The works of the law simply says that I do the first commandment, second commandment, third commandment, fourth commandment one at a time.
啊，律法里边嘅话就系第一条律法、第二条律法、第三条律法、第四条律法，我如何一条一条咁嚟到去做。
So who has this commandment?
啊，边个有啊呢啲嘅律法咧？你话
we the Jews have the commandment.
我哋犹太人系从神嗰度得到呢个律法。
So the Jews are much more superior to the other people.
啊，因此犹太人相对于其他民族嚟讲系更加尊贵嘅。
So Peter still had that.
因此彼得还有这个。
But Paul says that.
啊，保罗佢咁讲。
So he opposed Peter in his face.
佢当面嚟到抵挡彼得。
So this is the third time Peter got that.
第三次，而家彼得得到啦。
But we thank the Lord.
我感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, when you read Peter at the, I think the second Peter to the end.
啊，当你嚟到读呢个约读啊彼得后书直到尾嘅时候。
He had no grudges against his brother Paul.
啊！佢对佢个弟兄保罗并冇一啲嘅唔好嘅思想。
No grudges。
啊，佢冇思想。
So three times he was corrected。
啊，三次咁讲。
Yeah, and then you say, did this correction do anything to Peter?
啊，呢啲嘅啊更正校正对彼得有咩影响咧
？Brothers and sisters, when you go to the first and second Peter。
啊，当你要睇彼得前书、彼得后书
，You find this word called precious。
你就睇见呢个字，这个嘅名词，宝贵。
The blood of Jesus Christ is called precious blood。
啊，主耶稣嘅血被称为啊宝贵嘅血。
And the faith in Christ Jesus is called the precious faith。
啊，对于主嘅信心乃被称为宝贵嘅信心。
And God's promise in Jesus Christ is called the precious promise。
啊！这个主耶稣嘅应许，被称为宝贵嘅应许。
And then he also says, he says to you who believe, he means Christ is precious.
啊，对于你哋信嘅人，对主嚟讲，那系极宝贵嘅。
Brothers and sisters, this what does precious mean?
啊，这个宝贵究竟系咩意思咧
？Precious simply means there's no comparison.
宝贵那讲出。冇得比较嘅
，no comparison，
喺嗰度冇嘢可以去相比。
Moses and Elijah is no comparison。
啊，甚至乎摩西，甚至乎以利亚系唔可以比较嘅。
The works of the law is no comparison。
啊，主嘅律法都唔可以比较嘅。
So brothers and sisters，
啊，弟兄姊妹
，you don't see these things in other people's books， you only see these things in Peter's book。
你喺别啲书信睇唔见啊，只系喺彼得。书信里边睇见
，so God's correction, the Lord's correction is wonderful.
啊，所以啊，神嗰个更正系奇妙嘅。
Just for you and for me.
啊，对于你同埋我嚟讲
，we got to be sensitive.
我需要啊敏锐
，and we got to be humble.
我亦都需要谦卑。
And then the third thing about his signal, of course, is comfort.
啊，第三点，佢嘅手所作出嘅信息，那系俾我哋啊有安慰。
Let's take Peter for another example.
啊，譬如彼得嚟讲。
We know that Peter denied the Lord three times.
我知道彼得三次嚟到否认主。
And the Lord actually told him that you will deny me three times.
啊，并且主已经预先宣告咗你要三次嚟否认我。
But Peter, I have prayed for you.
啊，但系彼得，我已经向你嚟到 为你祷告。
When you return,
啊，当你回头嘅时候
，strengthen your brothers.
啊，你要坚固你嘅弟兄。
But he did fail.
啊，但佢却系如此嘅嚟跌倒。
So the third time.
啊，因此第三次。
He denied the Lord.
当佢啊否认主嘅时候
，the cock crows.
啊，呢个鸡就喺个木蹄。
And the Lord turned to look at him.
啊，主就回头嚟望佢。
And he went out and wept.
佢就出去嚟痛哭。
He thought to himself, I'm a total failure.
佢喺个嚟感觉我系一个完全嘅失败。
So he went to fish.
啊，因此佢打鱼啦。
He thought I never is worthy to serve him.
我永再不配再嚟服侍佢。
Went to fish.
佢再翻去做渔夫。
But that night,
啊，但嗰天晚上。
And then they labored the whole night, didn't get anything.
啊，整天晚上劳苦咩都得唔到。
And then somebody shows up.
啊，有个人啊显现出嚟。
So you put your net on the right hand side of the boat.
啊，将你嘅网放喺啊船嘅右边。
Got a lot of fish.
得到好多鱼。
And somebody told Peter.
啊，有人同彼得讲。
It's the Lord.
系主啊。
So Peter jumped into the water.
啊，彼得即刻跳落水嘅里边。
He could not face him.
佢唔能够面对主。
And then the Lord said.You know that they get the coal, get the bread, get the fish.
啊，主就吩咐预备炭火，预备鱼
yeah, for them to eat.
啊，食啦。
And the Lord approached Peter.
啊，主系咁样样嚟到亲近彼得。
Peter, do you love me?
啊，彼得，你爱我嘛
？Feed my lamb.
喂养我嘅羊。
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我嘛
？Feed my sheep.
啊，喂养我嘅小羊。
Peter, do you love me?
啊，彼得，你爱我嘛
？Tend my sheep.
啊，牧养我一样。
Brothers and sisters，
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
I think for Peter，
我觉得对彼得嚟讲
，he couldn't probably couldn't imagine that a failure like him， the Lord would approach him。
觉得啊，好似佢一个咁样完全嘅失败，主居然能够再向我嚟到显现。
And want him to be a servant again。
啊，并且叫。佢再重新作佢一仆人。
So dear brothers and sisters，
所以弟兄姊妹们
，There's no comfort deeper and more powerful than the comfort of the Lord Jesus Himself。
啊，冇一样嘅安慰系能够大过主自己亲自嘅安慰。
And I believe all of us have experience here or there。
我哋都相信，我哋众人都有咁嘅经历，或系这样，或是那样。
I don't know about you, but I do know myself. And my brothers and sisters back down in South.
啊，我唔知道你啊，但我知道我自己同埋弟兄姊妹喺呢个啊南加州。
And we fail very often.
我哋常常你都失败。
And oftentimes we fail and feel so bad.
啊，有时我哋失败，失败得好厉害。
But brothers and sisters, we got to be sensitive to the Lord.
但我哋必须向着主敏锐。
He knew our frame.
啊，佢知道我哋如何。
And he was waiting for us to be look up to him.
佢系喺嗰度嚟到等候我哋嚟到仰望佢。
And he will comfort us.
佢会嚟安慰我哋。
Yeah. And then lastly, the Lord's signal, the hand of the master.Tells us of his guidance.
啊，第四点啊，就是、主人嘅手带俾我哋嘅信息，那系佢嘅引导。
In the Bible, there's this Joshua.
喺啊圣经里边有讲到呢个约书亚。
We know that Joshua was a faithful servant of the Lord.
我哋知道约书亚乃系神嘅忠仆。
When he was young, he was a attendant of Moses.
啊，当佢年幼嘅时候。佢係啊幫助摩西嘅。
And he learned the lessons of staying in the tent before God.
佢學習係喺帳棚嘅裏邊啊嚟到面對神。
So throughout his life, he actually learned lessons.
啊，因此喺一生之久，佢不斷嚟學功課。
On one hand, he is a servant of the Lord, which God to God is indispensable.
啊，一方面。啊！佢係作為神嘅仆人，係不可少嘅。
Yeah, after Moses died，
啊，當呢個摩西死咗之後
，Joshua brought the Israelites across the River Jordan，
这个约书亚领了以色列人过了约旦河
and came into Canaan,
进入迦南
and get the whole land as God promised for his people.
并且得着神应许他子民所得着的全地。
But there is one verse in the book of Joshua.
但是在这个约书亚记里面有一句话
that impressed me a lot.
给我有极深的印象。
Here is a servant of the Lord.
这里有神的仆人。
He totally listened to the Lord.
他完全听神的命令。
In everything.
所有的事情。
Now let's look at this Joshua chapter 11.
在约书亚记的十一章
Joshua chapter 11 verse 15
约书亚记十一章十五节
As Jehovah had commanded Moses his servant so did Moses command Joshua and so did Joshua.He let nothing fail of all that Jehovah had commanded Moses.
耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行。凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一件懈怠不行的。
So here it says the Lord told Moses, and Moses told Joshua.
这里讲到神吩咐摩西，摩西吩咐约书亚。
And Joshua did.
约书亚照样行
and he let nothing fail.
冇一件懈怠嘅。
Of all that Jehovah has commanded Moses.
就系凡耶和华所吩咐摩西嘅。
But brothers and sisters, sometimes we have great idea.
弟兄姊妹们，好多时我哋有自己好好嘅思想。
Yeah, when we serve the Lord.
我哋有自己嘅主意，当我哋服侍神。
But here is a servant of the Lord.
但佢作为神嘅仆人。
He checked with the Lord on everything he did.
佢每一件事情。都翻翻到嚟神嗰度得去应许嘅。
Everything the Lord has told him, or what the Lord has told Moses to tell him, he did.
凡系神所吩咐佢嘅，或者神藉着摩西所吩咐佢嘅，佢都完全嚟到遵行。
When Joshua was about to die,
当呢个约书亚就嚟死嘅时候
，he gave a testimony to his own people.
佢向佢自己嘅人民作一个嘅见证。
He said, "Don't think that this land of Canaan that we have conquered."
不要以为是我们自己来到得着这个迦南全地。
It is the Lord Jehovah who has conquered, who has fought the battle and won the battle for us.
那是主耶和华在那里为我们去征战，为我们去得着这片地。
Look at these castles, look at these cities.
看看这些城，这些的城镇。
We didn't build this.
我们并没有起这些的。
We just adopted.
城镇，我们只不过承受的。
And it's the Lord who gave these to us.
主将这一切来赐过给我们。
And look at these grapes.
看看这些葡萄。
And look at these fig trees.
看看这些无花果。
We didn't plant.
我们并没有来到种过的。
It's the Lord Jehovah he planted.
主耶和华在那里来到种的。
Brothers and sisters, this is an absolutely obedient servant giving the testimony to his Lord.
这个是在这里一个完全信服的仆人。将这个见证荣耀归过给他的主。
So at the very end,
所以在末了的时候
he said, if you want, he told Israelites, he said, if you want, you can go back to the, to Ur and serve your father's God.
他向这个以色列人说如果你愿意的话你要回到吾尔在那里去服侍你先祖 的神。
But as for me and my house,
但对于我和我全家
We will serve the Lord.
我们必要侍奉耶和华。
This is Joshua.
这个就是约书亚。
Now there's another person.
玩另一个人。
The other person is Nehemiah.
就是尼希米。
Now Nehemiah, if you read his story.
如果你要读他的故事的话。
See, Nehemiah had a habit of prayer.
这个尼希米呢他有常常祷告的习惯。
And his prayer is not that collect a prayer meeting to pray. He didn't do that.
他没有说来到这个祷告会来祷告的。
He probably did that. The Bible didn't say.
他或者有但圣经没说。
But the Bible only said one thing about his prayer.
但圣经只是对于他的祷告讲过一件事情。
Anytime he met into a problem, anytime he saw a problem.
佢隨時遇到問題嘅時候
，anytime these situations are getting dangerous, getting hard，
當有陣時情況發生危險嘅時候
，he had a prayer in his heart to the Lord。
有困難嘅時候，佢裏邊就向神伸發一個禱告。
Anytime，
任何時候。
Now there's one thing he said was actually very telling to me。
喺佢所講嘅事，一點對我裏邊有深刻嘅。
At the very beginning of the of Nehemiah，
喺尼希米復開始服事嘅時候。
Remember what he what happened is he was at Persia. He was a 酒政，
叫
cupbearer。
佢係一個酒政。
Yeah, he so the Persian king really trusted him.
波斯王咧好信任佢嘅。
But one day he heard.
一日佢聽到。
He heard that in Jerusalem, the city was destroyed, the door was burned.
聽到耶路撒冷呢個城被燒，個城牆毀壞。
And he felt so bad.
佢裏邊實在覺得好難過。
Went in and cried.
佢就去哭啦。
And pray to the Lord.
佢向神有禱告。
Then he went to the king.
然之後佢向去到王嗰度。
He said, "Could I go back to Jerusalem?"
我可唔可以翻耶路撒冷
？To my father's land.
去我先祖嘅地。
Yeah, to fix something.
去嗰度嚟到修補。
And the king let him.
這個王就讓佢去啦。
So he traveled long distance.
因此佢就行好遠嘅路程。
With just a few people.
帶咗幾個人啫。
Back to Jerusalem.
就翻去耶路撒冷。
While there, that night.
去到個夜晚。
Now he just.By himself and just a few people go around the city wall.
咁佢就同幾個人同佢自己就去巡視個城牆。
To look at the damage.
睇下毀壞得幾緊要。
But there's one word there.
睇嗰度有一句嘅説話。
I did not pay attention before.
我舊陣時我冇留心。
The word says this.
呢個字眼咁講啊。
The word says he said I did not tell my own people. I mean the people of Judah that night that I was going to do this.
我要做呢件事情咧，我冇話俾人哋聽。
But it's not that. That's not what he said.
呢個佢唔係咁講。
What he said is this.
佢係咁講啊。
What God has put in my heart for me to do for Jerusalem, I did not tell other people.
神擺喺我心嘅裏面，叫我為耶路撒冷所作嘅要做嘅事，我並冇告訴別人。
And this is Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 12.
呢個係記載喺呢個尼希米記第二章嘅第十二節。
So when I paid attention to this thing,
當我嚟留心睇嘅時候
，it really struck me.
實在對我嚟講好大嘅衝擊。
What God want him to do?
神要佢所作嘅。
It was burning to his heart.
原來已經落喺佢心嘅裏邊。
Now he would not just tell anybody.
佢唔會好隨便話俾人聽。
And he wants to see what's going on.
佢要喺個觀察睇下究竟係點樣。
And the thing in his heart.
並且佢心嘅裏面。
Is what the Lord has told me to do for Jerusalem.
就係神話俾我聽要為耶路撒冷所作嘅事。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Go back to build the wall. It's not a banner.
翻去修補城，去建築城牆，重修城牆，唔係一個好大，唔係一個好標語嚟嘅。
It is a commitment in the heart.
嗱，呢個係乃係心裏邊。神擺喺裏邊嗰個命令。
Yes, it is what God has put in my heart to do.
那係神擺喺我心裏邊要我去做。
This is God's guidance.
呢個那係神嘅引導。
This is the hand of the master.
呢個係主人嘅手。
Which may be very silent.
可以係好安靜。
But it has burned into your heart.
但係卻落喺你嘅心裏邊。
For me to do.
叫我去做。
So brothers and sisters, it is wonderful.
所以弟兄姊妹何等嘅奇妙。
And then there's another example.
还有另一个例子。
This example is what David said.
那是大卫所讲。
And David said this thing in Psalm 10. In Psalm 16.
大卫在这个诗篇十六篇是这么讲。
Yeah, in the Psalm 16, verse 8.
第八节。
And actually, many of us are very familiar with this thing.
我们对这节的圣经都是很熟悉的。
And David says, I put you constantly before me.
我將耶和華常擺在我面前。
Yeah. I have set Jehovah continuously before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
我將耶和華常擺在我面前， 因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
Brothers and sisters, putting the Lord before me all the time is a very inconvenient thing.
如果将神常常放在你的面前呢，是一件很不方便的事情。
If you put, because he knows everything.
即是说呢，他所有事都知道。
So you put him before me.
将他放在我面前。
Then I cannot have wicked thought anymore.
我不可以再有邪恶的思想。
I cannot be thinking about lazy anymore.
我都不可以再懒惰了。
I cannot think lightly of him anymore.
我都不能够将主来轻忽了。
I cannot think bad things about my brother anymore.
我都不能够想弟兄的坏处了。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
putting the Lord before me continuously is a very inconvenient thing.
将神常常放我面前呢，一个对我来讲一件很不方便的事。
But thank the Lord for brothers like Peter, like David.
咁就主有我有好似大卫如此嘅弟兄。
He wants to put the Lord right before him.
佢将神常放在我面前。
Continuously.
常放在我面前。
And because he's there.
因为神喺嗰度。
I will not be moved.
我便不致摇动。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
If we know that we are actually his bond servant.
如果我晓得我系佢嘅奴仆。
If we know that his hand signaled.Was so precious.
我如果晓得佢手所带俾我嘅信息系何等嘅宝贵。
If we love his counsel,
如果我哋爱佢嘅旨意。
If we love his corrections,
如果我哋爱佢嘅教正。
And if we treasure his comfort,
如果我哋宝贵佢嘅安慰。
If we cannot be without his guidance,
如果我哋冇佢嘅引导不能活下去。
We would treasure his constant presence.
我哋会十分宝贵佢常常嘅同在。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Often I think,
我常常我都系咁谂嘅。
It probably makes a difference between whether we could be servant pleasing to him or not。
我哋要作一个仆人，能够得主嘅喜悦咧，喺呢度有一个分别。
Whether I can be a blessing to brothers and sisters as his vessel or not.
我能不能够作为主的器皿将这个祝福带给弟兄姊妹呢？
Or whether I can be a Christian that satisfies according to the Lord's heart.
或者是这样说，我能不能够作为基督徒叫主的心得着喜悦呢？
So that's all I want to share.
这个就是我今天所要交通的。
Have a word of prayer.
我们一同来祷告。
Lord, your own presence is so precious.
主，你自己的同在何等宝贵。
Lord, we really thank you for over the ages, there were so many of your own people, of your own servants, and they love you and they follow you.
主，我们感谢你，因为历世历代以来有甚多你自己的子民，你的仆人，他们跟随并且都来爱你。
And Lord, they satisfy your heart.
他们要满足主的心。
And for these many years, when your own people failed against you,
在这些年间，当你的子民了失败的时候，
and yet these people comfort your heart.
这些人却叫你的心得着安慰。
Lord, we pray that we could be like them.
主啊，我们祷告，愿我都似这些人一样。
Lord, give us a humility.To look at your hand.
主啊，叫我哋里面有一个十分嘅谦卑，叫我哋能够仰望你嘅手。
And give us a willingness to have your son constantly before us.
叫我哋里面有一个愿意嘅心，叫你自己嘅儿子常摆喺我哋愿意将佢摆喺我哋面前。
Lord, we want to yield to you.
主啊，我愿意向你嚟顺服。
Because you're so good.
因为你实在美好。
Lord, bless brothers and sisters here.
好，主啊，祝福呢度嘅弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, Lord.
感謝主。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
禱告奉耶穌基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.